This is Dr. Kevin Elko with our very last pep talk of the season. The biggest mistake players make. Players make one huge mistake. People make it too. And it's this mistake. The world makes me. It's the biggest mistake. And you can hear it. Just listen to him speak. Out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He makes me angry. She makes me sick. You hear adults say, the economy broke me. Players, the schedule made us lose. An injury caused us to not be good. You are in charge of one thing. You. You are, in fact, ridiculously in charge of you. No one makes you sick. You make you sick. Maybe you make you sick when they come around. No coach makes you angry. You make you angry. No other player does. There are things you tell yourself about events that take you out of the game. So in your big game, because it's getting to be the time of the year where there's big games, here's the five rules to playing well in the big games. Make peace with your past. That could be 5 minutes ago. That could be 2 minutes ago. That could be last week. Let what was be what was, not what is. We do that by using the self-talk. Be where your feet are. The past is over. The future isn't promised. All that matters is right now. That's the gift. Right now. That's why they call it the present. Number two, what others think about you is none of your business. The crowd. If a coach is upset with you, take the lessons, then move on. But there's nothing more meaningless than someone else's opinion, because really, all you're getting is them describing themselves. Angry people are angry and are going to say angry things. Jealous people are jealous. They're going to say jealous things. And judgmental people judge. They're going to judge you. They're going to judge you. Second self-talk phrase, what they think of me is none of my business. After you got the lesson, number three, don't compare. He has more catches. He has more grabs. He has more yards. The coach likes him better. That will turn you into a spoiled brat with pads on, with knee pads on, with tennis shoes on. All I need is a crumb. Trust. All I need is a little opportunity. That's what you say on that one. Stop thinking too much. That's number four. Quit thinking and judging everything. You can't play. The part of your brain that plays and the part of your brain that judges. Two different areas. The judging part will take control, and it can't play the game. I have a phrase I use constantly, the play doesn't care who makes it. What that means, just keep showing up. Just keep showing up. Keep doing the offense. Keep doing what you do. And what happens, the play will come to you. But stop thinking and stop judging. It's two different parts of the brain. And the part that is judging, that part of the brain, it doesn't know how to play ball. And number five, find something to laugh about. There's been so many studies where they just watch people. And they don't even listen to their words, just watch them. And accurately predicted, even court cases, by just watching their face, find something to laugh about. During the course of the game, find something to laugh about. This isn't cancer surgery. Now, find someone on your team that makes you accountable, that you go to each other during the game, and you say, let go. Be where your feet are. Find somebody who says, don't worry about what other people think about you. It's none of your business. They're being who and what they are. Get the lessons. Find someone else not on your team that says, just go for a crumb. Quit comparing yourself to everybody else. Stop thinking too much. Play don't care who makes it. And laugh. Thank you for letting us be a part of your season. This comes from our CD series, Peak Performance Mindset. It is what I use with Alabama, what I use when I've had the great blessing this year of working with the quarterback from Cleveland Hoyer, who I love, who says things like, be where your feet are, don't think, all I need is a crumb. It's the kind of things I do with Florida State. as they're getting ready for their big game. In fact, this is pretty close to exactly what they're hearing, getting ready for Notre Dame. And to go deeper, you would really like that program. If not, thank you for letting us be part of your fall and pepping you up this season. May God bless. This is Kevin Elko.